The Supreme Court considered a case today that pits property rights against the government's ability to collect unpaid taxes. At issue is whether a county can seize a homeowner's residence for unpaid property taxes and sell the house at auction for less than the homeowners would get if they put their home on the market themselves. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
In 2023, the Supreme Court ruled that when a government entity puts up a house for foreclosure or auction in order to collect back taxes, the government has to give the taxpayer any proceeds beyond the taxes due. Today in the Supreme Court, property rights advocates sought to push the boundaries considerably further. They argued that delinquent taxpayers are entitled to more than what is typically collected at a foreclosure auction. They're entitled instead to the fair market value of the property being sold. The case was brought by the estate of Timothy Pung, whose family lived in the house without settling the estate for more than a decade. In 2012, Isabella County, Michigan, advised the estate executor that the estate owed roughly $2,000 in back taxes. What followed was a long legal fight with the Michigan state and federal courts, ultimately upholding a foreclosure sale of the house for $76,000, with the proceeds going to the family, minus some $2,000 plus interest owed in taxes. The homeowners, however, appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, contending that if the house had been placed on the open market instead of an auction sale, the value of the home would have been $194,000, the amount it sold for close to a year and a half later. In the Supreme Court today, the justices struggled mightily to figure out how such a small amount of delinquent tax money could have led to a foreclosure sale. Here, for instance, is Chief Justice Roberts questioning the Pung's lawyer, Philip Ellison.
If you're satisfied with the fairness of the process, and it comes out with something below what you think is fair market value, is that just too bad?
Ellison suggested that the county could have gone after a smaller piece of property, prompting this exchange with Justice Alito.
What sorts of personal property do you think the government has to go after first before it goes after the house?
Well, in this case, with a tax debt of about $2,200, it could have been the Peloton bike that was in the house.
You think a Peloton bike today is worth $2,000?
Justice Jackson, however, seemed to have little sympathy for the homeowners.
If Mr. Pung wanted to get the maximum value of the house to cover that debt, he could have sold it himself and gotten the fair market value. So having chosen not to do that, forcing the government to sell his house, I guess I'm worried about suggesting that he can come back after the fact and say, no, you didn't do enough to get the maximum price.
Justice Barrett also seems skeptical.
It seems to me a dangerous road to go down for us to say that those things would be constitutionally required when they were neither pressed nor passed upon below.
But Justices Gorsuch and Sotomayor repeatedly suggested that something wasn't right. Finally, Assistant Solicitor General Frederick Liu, arguing in support of the county, got this question from Justice Kagan.
So what would it mean if we said that the measure was fair market value with respect to foreclosure sales?
It would spell the end of tax sales in America. And at the end of the day, who does this hurt? It hurts other taxpayers who are actually paying their taxes because the shortfall has to come from real taxpayers.
A decision in the case is expected by summer. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.